Down in the Delta, where there is shelter.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, Natural Resources, we talk with the North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner, Doug Goring. Goring talks about some of the water topics happening right now in the Bakken Shale Play. This Natural Resources segment is brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge and oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. That's MBI Energy Services, cutting edge and oil field safety solutions. Be sure to check them out online at www.mbienergyservices.com. And now, back to our Natural Resources feature with interview North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring.
An easy man, I've been a rover, but now that's over, I'm Delta bound.
You have all these different impacts on people's lives just from water. As you've stated, there are places where there's too much water. There are places where there's not enough water. And the reality is, it happens at different times, too. Mm-hmm. For example, if you look at the Cheyenne and the Red River, during the spring, it seems there's just way too much water in that system. And yet, during the summer, there's times when Grand Forks and Fargo and other communities along the way are starved for water. So there's been talk about a pipeline potentially maybe coming from Lake Sakakawea or the Missouri River. Or you start to look at other issues with respect to Jamestown area and the Spiritwood area, where we have a lot of industrial growth and commercial development over there. And there is water over there, and there are aquifers, but there's also challenges because at some point you start to push the limits of how much water is available for everybody in the area. So now how do you start to rectify some of that? Is it through some recycling? Is it going to be through piping water into an area to help out? And at what cost? I think there's some good plans in place. I think there's some things that are going to be done that are going to be viable for everybody involved, whether we're talking about the Cargill plant, whether we're talking about the electric generation facility out there that Great River Energy has, or Dakota Spirit Egg, which is an ethanol facility, or CHS building out there. Plus you have the Stutzman Rural Water people, you have Jamestown themselves, you have Cavendish. You have all these different entities out there, and with the chance and the opportunity to even grow more, so they're going to need more water. It's amazing as you look around the state where water is needed. And then you look at Western North Dakota. For centuries, probably for millennials, we've had issues with poor water quality in Western North Dakota. I remember being challenged one time by an attorney who called and said that oil development, energy development is ruining the water in Western North Dakota, because they said they were out there and they took samples of the water from a farmer's well and some other areas, and they said the water was brown. And I said, yeah, I'm very familiar with that. There's high amounts of iron and magnesium in the water, so it almost looks like muddy water coming out of the tap. And I said, that's been there long before there was coal development, long before there was energy development in North Dakota. So that's why we have rural water systems in North Dakota, to get water into places where there's higher arsenic levels, to get that into places where you have a lack of water, or you just have poor water quality that exists in some of those areas. So it's kind of interesting. It's good to see people that need water get water. It's good when you can help people in watersheds try to manage water and get water out of areas or places like Devil's Lake, where you're dealing with a closed basin, where they're trying to get some help to alleviate some of the pressure from how water is filling up that basin and then crowding and flooding out viable farmland and homes and impacting people's lives and their businesses.
To listen to the full-length interview with North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring, or to listen to other natural resource features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And that natural resource feature was brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge and oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Building the Bakken.
I've been a rover, but now that's over, I'm Delta bound.
Mesa Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort part of your perfect winter getaway? Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need in one place. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the lodge. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com or call 877-393-5634 and ask about gaming and spa packages. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort, Deadwood's newest legend. Call them at 877-393-5634.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Each week, Building the Bakken extracts the very best stories and interviews that are driving the conversation.
It's unlike anything as a country we've seen since the Industrial Revolution.
Building the Bakken is more than just oil and money. It's about the people and the community.
This is nectar of the gods. It doesn't get any better than this.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies, and I'm the host of Coffee and Capitalism. I'd like to invite each and every one of you to pull up a stool, pour a cup, and join the conversation. Each week, we talk with business owners, innovators, family business, venture capitalists, and kidpreneurs about making money, giving back, and community ethics. That's Coffee and Capitalism.
Light and heavy duty trucks, SUVs, minivans, even golf carts can all be found at Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota. And if you're looking for something specific, run it by Larry and his crew, and they'll do their best to search their network of inventory and find the vehicle that matches your needs and your budget. Check them out at sampleautosales.com. Give them a call at 701-573-7875. They go the extra mile for you at Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota.
It's calving season on Kids and Capitalism, and today we talk to Jacob Manley, owner and operator of the Black Diamond Cattle Company. My name is Otis, your multimedia kidpreneur, and this is the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. As I mentioned earlier, it's calving season, and we took the drive out to the farm to learn a little bit about the cost of cattle. One thing I can tell you for sure is when you bottle feed a calf, you better hold on tight. Those baby calves are strong and hungry. Up next, the owner and the operator of the Black Diamond Cattle Company, Jacob Manley, talks about cattle and capital.
Kids and Capitalism.
This Kids and Capitalism KidCast is sponsored by Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you. My name is Otis, your multimedia kidpreneur, and this is the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Up next, the owner and the operator of the Black Diamond Cattle Company, Jacob Manley.
First of all, I'm Jacob Manley. I own an operated feedlot in Barnesville, North Dakota, where it's mainly dairy cattle, and we background purebred black Angus.
What's the difference between dairy cows and Angus cows?
Dairy cows are raised for their milk, whereas purebred black Angus are raised mainly for their meat.
How much do Angus cows cost?
Well, that just depends on the market and the demand. Say you have a purebred commercial or purebred registered heifer. Right now, that heifer non-pregnant going for about $1,800.
How long have you been doing this for?
I've owned this herd for 5 years. I grew up on a 12,000-acre ranch in Wyoming and been doing that. That was about 20 years ago.
How much does it cost to feed them every day?
In the wintertime, it costs anywhere from $1.50 to $2.50 per head per day, depending on what stage of growth they're in.
How much do you sell them for?
Right now, let's say a bred cow is going from anywhere from $2,800 to $3,500.
What was your first job?
My first job would have been ranch hand on my father's ranch in Wyoming, and that was basically feeding cattle and making sure they were healthy.
Thank you for your time, sir.
You're most welcome.
To listen to the entire interview with Jacob Manley, owner and operator of the Black Diamond Cattle Company, or to listen to other Kids in Capitalism KidCast, visit kidsandcapitalism.com. From the entire cast at Kids in Capitalism, I'm your multimedia kidtrepreneur, Otis, asking you to keep calm and capitalism on.
I don't need nobody to tell me if I remind them a child of shame. I don't need nobody to tell me if I'm a causing a scene, 'cause I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me.
Kids and Capitalism.
This Kids in Capitalism KidCast is sponsored by Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
I don't need nobody to tell me if I'm a fake or real, 'cause I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me.